This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Jess is from Quincy. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Jess apparently went to high school with Annie's sister.
Yes.
They graduated same class.
Ooh, Raider for life, bro.
Raiders.
I love it.
Did you know Annie back then?
I don't think I did, actually.
You didn't meet the younger sisters. You
no.
didn't care about the younger sisters.
No. I was like 8, 10 when they were in high school.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Jess, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Looking at the big board, Kennedy has 2,636 wins, 221 losses, and she has now stepped out of the studio and cannot hear any of these questions. Again, you tie, you lose. Question number one, Snooki says that Mike the Situation Sorrentino is enjoying prison.
Amazing.
Thinking about going back.
What is Snooki's first name?
Nicole.
Question number two, Robert Downey Jr., turning 54 today. Iron Man isn't the only iconic character Downey portrays. He also stars in another franchise with Jude Law, which has officially announced its third feature film. What is it?
Sherlock Holmes.
Question number three. Two more women have stepped forward saying Joe Biden touched them inappropriately. Biden represented which state in the U.S. Senate from 1973 to 2009 before linking up with Barack Obama?
No idea.
Question number four.
Come on!
Lady Gaga has allegedly been hanging with Jeremy Renner to make Bradley Cooper jealous.
Oh,
holler.
Love this.
Both Jeremy and Bradley star in the Marvel Universe as heroes. What are their characters that they each play? So Jeremy.
Bradley and who?
Jeremy Renner.
Bradley is the raccoon from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
And Jeremy Renner is Hawkeye.
What is the raccoon's name?
I don't know.
Comic book nerd over there.
That would be like, oh, it's the guy in the iron suit.
But she said a raccoon. I like that answer.
No,
producer Dan,
no,
what
that
do
is
you say?
Not a, no, you need a name.
Producer Dan, I'm leaving it up to you.
Let's give her half.
No.
What? Okay, give her half. I like
it. What is
it.
This garbage?
Question number five. The guy who inspired the character, the dude from The Big Lebowski, has gone through some major health problems recently. He's better now, but he needs help with medical bills. So a GoFundMe was set up asking for $25,000. What was the dude's drink of choice in The Big Lebowski?
A white Russian.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! If we don't have specificity, we have nothing.
We're not Jeopardy. Who cares?
Thank you. Thank you, Producer Dan.
Yeah, unless I say it.
Yeah. That's true.
Then we've got 12 judges.
Yeah,
no, that's true, too.
I'm here for it.
Kennedy just got 3.5.
Oh, come on.
I know. I'm with you, Kennedy.
Out of 5.
It's garbage.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Snooki says that Mike the Situation Sorrentino is enjoying prison. She says it's like a senior home and he's playing bingo and stuff. What is Snooki's first name?
Nicole.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Robert Downey Jr. turning 54 today. Iron Man isn't the only iconic character Downey portrays. He also stars in another franchise with Jude Law, which has officially
Sherlock
announced
Holmes.
Its third feature film. That is correct.
Those are two of my favorite assist movies. I'm not going to lie.
They're pretty good. Tied at 2. Question number 3.
I'm not a fan.
Two more women have stepped forward saying Joe Biden touched them inappropriately. He represented which state in the U.S. Senate from 1973 to 2009?
Delaware.
Boom.
I got a geography question.
3-2. Question number 4.
That was more of a political science question.
But at least I knew the right state.
Yeah, I like where your head's at.
Lady Gaga.
State.
Lady Gaga has allegedly been hanging with Jeremy Renner to make Bradley Cooper jealous.
Oh my God.
Both Jeremy and Bradley star in the Marvel Universe as heroes. What are their characters that they each play?
Well, Bradley Cooper is Rocket the Raccoon, and then Jeremy Renner is Hawkeye.
That is correct.
Thank you.
4-3.5
Thank you for knowing his name.
You're welcome.
Just an animal.
Raccoon.
It's not an answer.
That's like
that's
saying the Hulk.
Name.
Oh, the green guy. No.
Producer Dan said give her a half. We gave her a half.
All right. Well, Dan says it then.
4-3.5 No, or Dan's 4-2.5
Dan's on a list.
Question number 5. The guy who inspired the character, the dude from The Big Lebowski, has gone through some major health problems. He's better now, but he needs help with his medical bills. If you want to go find his GoFundMe page, Kennedy. He's
really
asking for $25,000.
I say do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy cashed in on his whole life. Let's do it.
Yeah, go ahead. Kennedy, what is the dude's drink of choice in The Big Lebowski?
White Russians.
It is White Russians.
So gross. Always caught in his mustache. It's so disgusting.
That rug really ties the room together.
5-3.5 is the final score, Kennedy. Nice job. Jess, you don't get the cash, but I do have a $50 gift card to Fleming Steakhouse and Wine Bar, opening at 10 a.m. Easter Sunday. Enjoy a three-course brunch menu, handcrafted cocktails, and Fleming's full menu. Go to FlemingSteakhouse.com to make your Easter reservation today. You enjoy that, okay, Jess?
Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Well, sorry, Salt, and I'm Jess from Quincy, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Nina is from Hyde Park. Good morning, Nina. How are you?
Good.
Are you there? Hey, okay, there you go. Nina listens with her 8-year-old son,
nice.
Nico, every morning, and he thinks he can beat Kennedy.
All right.
All right.
If you're following Dan, I just did his first story.
No He's boy. Already doing the puppy dog filter, Carson. It's happening. It's happening.
I don't know which button to press.
Here, I'll show you.
Nina, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. Kennedy has 2,637 wins, only 221 losses. Remember, if you tie, you lose, and she is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Question number 1. Robert Pattinson's hatred of the Twilight movies is thawing with time. He recently watched New Moon and thought some aspects of it were incredible. What is the family of vampires Pattinson's character Edward is from?
Oh my God. the Bloody Steins? I don't know.
The Bloody Steins. Question number 2.
Ask Nico.
Right?
Captain Marvel crossed the $1 billion mark worldwide yesterday after just 26 days in theaters. Which branch of service was Carol Danvers in before her accident?
The Marines. These are terrible questions for me. I'm 45. I'm not like young enough to know this stuff.
The movie came out a week ago.
or
2 weeks ago, whatever it was.
She's like so.
Yes.
Question number 3. Ava Max says her mother got her into music and they would sing Celine Dion together. Ava is a new artist who's currently breaking out with her first hit song. We played a bunch on Mix. It's called Sweet But Blank.
Psycho.
There we go.
See that? Question number 4.
Not going to make any commentary on that. Just going to move on to question 4.
Britney Spears checked herself into a facility for what a source is calling wellness, for a wellness retreatment. Yesterday, she posted a message about needing me time. What is the name of Britney's younger sister who actually turns 28 today?
Yes, I know what she looks like. Mm.
Draw us a picture, send it in.
Amateur sketch.
Question number 5. Joe Jonas signed an NDA when he learned the Game of Thrones ending from Sophie Turner. Sophie plays Sansa on the show. Who is Sansa's sister?
Oh, come on. Brenda?
Brenda.
Brenda.
All right,
I love Brenda on Game of Thrones.
Let's get Kennedy
Brenda.
Back in the studio,
Brenda, the
please.
North remembers Brenda.
All right, Kennedy.
You giving away points again, Dan?
Nina from Hyde Park, who listens with her 8-year-old son, Nico, got 1 out of 5.
Sooch.
These are really, really easy, Kennedy. Question number one. Robert Pattinson's hatred of the Twilight movies is apparently thawing with time. He recently watched New Moon, and he thought some aspects of it were incredible.
And then he cashed some checks.
What is the Family of Vampire Pattinson's character's character Edward from? What is their last name?
Edward Culling? Culling?
What is it?
Culling?
Mm-hmm.
No. What is it?
Dershowitz.
The Cullens.
Oh, I was close.
Yep. 0-0. Question number two. Captain Marvel crossed the $1 billion mark worldwide yesterday.
$1 billion!
Which branch of service was Carol Danvers in before her accident?
The Air Force.
Boom.
1-0. Question number three. Ava Max says her mother got her into music and they would sing Celine Dion together. Ava is a new artist who currently is breaking out with her first hit song. We're playing it a bunch right here at Mix. It's called Sweet But Blank.
Psycho. It's my theme song.
2-1. Question number four.
I'm not going to say that it's the ringtone that I have for you, but...
Britney Spears checked herself into a facility for what a source is calling wellness treatment. Yesterday, she posted a message about needing me time. What is the name of Britney's younger sister who actually turns 28 today?
Oh, wow.
Brenda.
I don't have it.
Oh. Jamie Lynn Spears.
I knew it was two words.
2-1. Question
number
five.
One of them names with the Lynn in there.
Yeah, right.
Joe Jonas signed an NDA when he learned the Game of Thrones ending from Sophie Turner. Sophie plays Sansa on the show. Who is Sansa's sister?
Arya.
Arya is correct. Nice job, Kennedy. Nice job. 3-1 is the final score. Nina, you don't get the cash. Good news is, though, I have a pair of tickets to go see Derek Hough Live on tour, coming to the Box Center Wang Theater April 23rd. For tickets, visit boxcenter.org. So you enjoy those, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Nina from Hyde Park with Nico, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
Bye, Nico.
Oh.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Who do we have in here? My computer's locked up.
Judy from Arlington.
Judy.
Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
Judy Chop.
She listens for Judy listens for an hour every day on her drive.
Oh, wow. Bless your heart.
Sorry.
And shares a birthday with Kennedy.
Hey now.
Sorry.
Yay. Aries.
Aries
season.
So obviously.
Judy, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to score yourself $100. You tie, you lose. Kennedy is now headed in that Soundford studio. She won't be able to hear any of these questions. She's got 2,638 wins, only 221 losses. Question number one. Don't tell Salt, but Jimmy Buffett is going to be on James Corden tonight.
Dead to me.
What is his fan base called?
Oh, God, Parrotheads.
Bunch of, I can't say a word.
Question number two. Angelina Jolie won't rule out running for office one day. She's been married 3 times. Which actor was her middle husband, the one before Brad Pitt?
Oh, God. Billy, what's his name? Oh, God, the Sling Blade guy. Oh, forget it.
Carson will take it.
Sorry.
That was producer Dan.
The Sling Blade guy.
Question number three.
Close enough.
Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman appeared for their first hearing yesterday, although neither of them entered a plea. Who did Huffman play on Desperate Housewives?
I have no idea.
Question number four. Nickelback's Chad Kroeger says that he never gets tired of performing How You Remind Me.
Yes.
Finish the lyric from the song. Yes. Take a listen.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man.
You know, I'm going to have a
I'm going to have a suit today, I can tell you right now.
You know? Judy's calling her shop right now. Calling her shop. Yeah.
David Harbour from Stranger Things has joined the cast of Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow movie. Harbour is also the new Hellboy. Which actor starred as Hellboy before Harbour?
Okay, I know him. Oh my God.
Never made it as a blind man.
Sons of Anarchy, Judy.
Billy. I think his name's Billy.
Beast.
You play it offline and you do really well, and I knew this was going to happen and I predicted it.
All right.
It's tougher on the line.
Back in the studio, please. All right.
It's on the line, Judy.
I'm on the line, Judy.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Judy from Arlington got one out of five.
Judy.
I gave you what you wanted. You wanted to say it.
Oh, Judy.
It's true.
You're so
sweet. What a gal.
Not going to argue.
Delightful.
Kennedy, these are tough. Question
Judy
number one.
Gem.
No, they're not.
Judy's getting sassy now.
Jimmy Buffett's going on. It's going to be on James Corden tonight. I understand Salt is setting his DVR as we speak. What is his fan base called? Not Salt's, Jimmy Buffett.
Parrotheads. The Saltomaniacs.
Yes. Tied at one. Question number two. Angelina Jolie won't rule out running for office one day. You know, she's been married three times. Which actor was her middle husband before Brad Pitt?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Mm-hmm.
2-1. Question number three. Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman appeared for the first hearing yesterday here in Boston, although neither of them entered a plea. Who did Huffman play on Desperate Housewives?
Dawn Whittaker.
Mm-hmm.
Lynette. 2-1. Question number four. Nickelback's Chad Kroeger says that he never gets tired of performing How You Remind Me.
Hey,
because he never gets tired going to his mailbox and getting checks. Right?
That's how they do it in Canada. Yes,
or he really
still
likes the song. One of the two.
You still like Campy Kennedy?
Yeah, I love it.
Do you?
It's different every day.
Hey, you will be right.
Kennedy, finish the lyrics.
I get to hear that.
From this song. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man.
I don't know. I know the other one. Living with a mustard damn near killed you.
As a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man.
So do you guys actually know what that words were?
No.
No.
If they were not written in front of me, I would not
sight
know.
Without a sense of feeling.
Really, dude?
Nope.
Really?
Deep
that
cut.
Is a deep pull. Wow.
Not if you're a true Nickelback fan.
Which I'm not, and nobody else is.
Haters to the left.
All right.
That 2-1.
That's
question
a hot
number
take
five.
From a producer. Producer
really
Dan. The
I feel like he's the kind of guy that would do well on Instagram, that producer Dan.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might unfriend him after this.
Ooh. David Harbour from Stranger Things has joined the cast of Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow movie, Kennedy. Harbour is also the new Hellboy. Which actor starred as Hellboy before Harbour?
Ron Perlman.
That is correct. Nice job, Kennedy. Nice job, indeed.
So you won.
Judy, you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. Beck and Cage the Elephant will be at the Xfinity Center on August 15th, and you and a guest will be there rocking out, having a good time, okay?
I love Beck.
Nice.
This is great.
All right.
Yes,
thank you so much.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Yeah, I knew I was going to have to say this. My name is Judy from Arlington, and I cannot be Kennedy because few can.
Oh, well, thanks, honey.
Oh, Judy.
You're a peach.
Judy speaks the truth.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.